makes her friends feel too at home. His friends. And then turns I to bear and in some dream you made a sound. It's in an early state, it liquefies inside before it's old, before it's in. Energy is over, sing this out, the last sound to make it alone. You like to bear an incense and trees and made a sound that only you can do. It liquefies inside before it's old, before it's end. Energy. Do that sound, do that you can move it now. Oh, if only this is your show, I'd like to know. Don't worry me, I'm leading up to try. Move it around. It's much better. Ding ding ding, 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 ding. So much of that goes into a fog. Returns at night, don't you look? By the door and out by the roof. For there's no friend, the pig's finishing. So much of that in their uniform. I go in there, cause they're in a fair. I go in there, don't go in there, cause they're in a fair. I'm going there, baby. Do-do-do-do. I take this time to love you today. I take this time to love you today. I can do this time to love you. I take this time to love you today. I'll take this time to do it. I need this time, this time. I'll take this time to do it.
Hello, you're listening to World of Echo on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Blythe Sheldon. And we just heard She's the Star, I Take This Time by Arthur Russell off his album World of Echo. So I was in New York last week, and I got back last night, and I thought, oh crap, I have a show to program. And I joked that I would just play a lot of really long Alice Coltrane songs, a lot of, you know, Om Shanti kinds of Om Shanti vibes, you know, just to establish that, you know, I live in California, that I live in California now. And then I realized I wasn't kidding. I really did want to play Om Rama. I listened to it this morning and I thought, okay, this is what I'm doing. But the rest of the show, more of the sorts of greatest hits of what I usually play. You know, you're going to hear some krautrock, some Brazilian psych. I'm not going to spoil it. Anyway, next up, Om Rama, Alice Coltrane, off World Spirituality Classics 1, the music of Alice Coltrane, Turiya Sangeetananda. Really awesome album. These were her recordings from her ashram in California.
Oh, Thank you.
That was Lula Cortez and Zay Ramalho with Regato de Montaña off their album Pai Buru. I guess you would call that a lost classic of Brazilian psychedelia. I think there were originally like 700 copies of that album made. And I first discovered it on a music blog in, I want to say, 2009. But I think I could be giving you totally wrong information here. I think Mr. Bongo reissued that fairly recently. Anyway, really lovely album. Before that, Popol Vuh, Venus Principle off the Nosferatu soundtrack. And I started that set with Alice Coltrane's Om Rama off World Spirituality Classics, the ecstatic music of Alice Coltrane. I'm feeling quite mellow. This music is, it's great to come back to this, you know, just even taking a week off and just having, I came up with this playlist this morning, and it was also, you know, kind of in my mind on the flight, and it kind of wrote itself, which is always a really nice feeling. Next up, I'm going to play Sandy Bull with his Gotta Be Juicy or It Ain't Love.
Ha ha! Jeff. I think we've had enough jiggling around here now. I quit that shaking, huh? Come on, come on now. Stop. Stop.
Come on now, stop.
Now, if you don't stop it,
please stop.
This frequency is killing me. Let's get off this international frequency.
Frequency.
For a while.
Stop it, please. Ah, oh, you can't hold on. What are you doing to me?
Stop, please, stop it.
Oh, please.
Get me off this jiggle machine. We're on the jiggle machine.
Stop this shaker.
Thank you.
We just heard OK Tamiz and Johnny Diani. That's the Turkish percussionist, and Johnny Diani was... why is this failing me right now? Yes, he was a very famous South African bassist and pianist, and he played with Don Cherry and Steve Lacy and basically everyone. And anyway, their album, Witch Doctor, that was the song called The Night off their album Witch Doctor's Son, which is from 1976 and sounds as current as anything now. So awesome. Before that, we heard Per Tjernberg, who I've played on the show before, off his album They Call Me. The song was called Didn't You Know, Didn't You Know. And that whole album is a lot of, it sounds kind of like minimal synthy at times, kind of prog. All really great. And then we heard Mark Renner with a track called As Big as Trees off Few Traces. And that was an album from the 80s that was recently reissued by RVNG International in Brooklyn. And I think it was super obscure and the kind of thing you find in thrift stores. And someone realized, oh, wait, this album is fantastic. So awesome. And I started the set with Sandy Bowles' Gotta Be Juicy or It Ain't Love off of Demolition Derby. So that track that I played by Per Tjernberg, I found on a blog called Listen to This. You can check it out at listentothis.info. It's run by a woman named Jen Monroe. And when I was in New York last week, I mentioned it to a friend. And he says, oh, yeah, I know Jen. I said, well, that's great. Maybe you can introduce me. I want to say hi because I play stuff off her blog on my radio show. The next thing I'm going to play is another... artist that I learned about from her blog, Bill Vernet. I'm going to play a song called Mountain Funeral off of his album Cathavisions. More sort of synthy stuff. Really awesome. And the album's from 1984. And then I'm going to follow that with Pharoah Sanders' Love Is Everywhere. Thank you. That was the great Pharoah Sanders with Love Is Everywhere off of Village of the Pharaohs, Wisdom Through Music. Before that, I played Mountain Funeral by Bill Vermette off Cath of Visions. So I guess with the show, The latest date at which anything was recorded on this episode of World of Echo was 1990. That includes the reissue of the Mark Renner album, which was recorded in 1984. Love Is Everywhere. I'm going to end this episode of World of Echo with Love is for Real by Alan Broffman, an album off an album called Valley of Search, which was just reissued and put out on Bandcamp. He's a really interesting saxophonist who played with everyone on the New York scene in the 70s. He came out of a loft that wasn't very well known, apparently, but it was called 501 Canal. I believe there's a very fancy hotel there now. And my old friend, Patrick Jaron Watton-Owen, from our days at WKCR at Columbia, recently wrote a really great piece on this album for on Bandcamp's excellent blog. So I was kind of laughing to myself that, like, oh, I'm playing Love is Everywhere and then Love is for Real. Maybe is that hokey? Is that cheesy? Is that dumb? And honestly, maybe we just, first, this music is awesome. And second, maybe we just need this as a reminder. The world is a constant garbage fire. We've got this music. We've got these reminders that love is both for real and love is everywhere. So I'll leave you with that. And this concludes this week's episode of World of Echo. It's been fun. And I've been your host, Blythe Sheldon. See you next week.